are so excited about our guest today. I think this is one of the most unusual, wonderful guests we've ever had. This is Robert Henderson, and he has written a book on receiving healing from the courts of heaven. I mean, this will rock your boat. You will love this, but more than just loving it and rocking your boat, you will receive. This is an awesome time. Don't you agree?
I agree. And Mom, we just want to thank our partners today.
Oh, yes, we do.
Partners are so essential, so helpful to us. We can't thank you enough for being so faithful in prayer and finances. Thank you again and again. And I just want to encourage you, God has answers and solutions. And I love to say this, God has more answers than you have questions. God has more provision than you have need. And God has more solutions than you have problems. And you know, when we say those things, we encourage you to call because we like to pray for you and see God do amazing things. Get on the website. But here's a testimony to kind of encourage you that God does answer prayer. And this is from a lady who called for prayer to receive a counseling job. And after receiving prayer, guess what? On the very same day, she got the job. That exact same day. So I encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you. And we know that God answers prayer. And a lot of times God answers prayer quickly. God answers prayer instantaneously. And sometimes God can answer prayer as well progressively. So a little bit at a time. Let's never minimize the way God answers prayer, but let's be grateful that we know God does answer prayer. And of course, if you're watching right now and you need healing in your body, you know somebody who needs healing in their body, this is the program to watch. You don't want to change the channel. You want to put your remote control down. You want to DVR this. I'm not kidding you, because this is a very powerful, essential program for you and your friends to experience and recognize God's healing power for you.
If you have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life, then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the word.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
I want to welcome you to a miracle in your day-to-day. You say, well, I don't know if I'm going to have a miracle. Wait a minute. If you never believe, you don't receive. So miracles are available, I believe, with your name on it in this program. But also in this program, you're going to get the how-to, how this works. Because sometimes we just feel like our brain is a scrambled egg. But Robert Henderson, you have something that helped unscramble a lot of things for me in receiving healing from the courts of heaven.
Yes.
And we, Sarah and I, are really excited to have you on this program.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bless you guys.
And we want you just to open up and share. This book is awesome.
Well, thank
you. Everybody needs it. I mean, everybody needs it.
Amen.
But the truth here, you've lived, you've experienced, and you're passing on.
Absolutely. You know, you just said something that it brought some understanding. Some pretty significant people in the body of Christ, they actually said to me, you're answering questions that even I have had.
Yeah.
And when they told me that, I thought, because when I first wrote like the first book, it was like, with fear and trembling, I submitted it. It's like, is anybody going to really grab this? Because it was a new concept that not new in as far as the Bible, but maybe a new idea concerning scriptures and different ways we look at things. And so the whole idea that the spirit realm is legal, and that a lot of our battles and a lot of our contending is not on a battlefield as much as it is in a courtroom. And by the way, I actually believe that the court of heaven, the term, is a actual spiritual dimension. For instance, in Daniel chapter 7 and verses 9 and 10, Daniel has an encounter in the court of heaven. Because he says the court was seated,
right,
and the books were open.
Right.
And so what he was actually encountering was a real dimension of the Spirit that we by faith can move into today. That when we pray, that's why Jesus taught us in the book of Luke. He taught three dimensions of prayer. In Luke 11, he said that God is our Father. We say, our Father which art in heaven. He said, and which of you having a friend? That was the second dimension. Approaching God is friend in prayer. But then in Luke 18, he picks up the third dimension and he begins to talk about a widow coming before a judge. Well, see, those weren't just, Jesus wasn't just making up stories. He was actually revealing that prayer can happen in three dimensions. Approaching God as Father, as friend, and as judge. And when we come before him as judge, we actually are by faith stepping into a realm called the court of heaven, where the justice of God can be rendered in our behalf. In everything the devil is using against us, the power of it can be broken, and we can be healed, and we can be freed, and we can find restoration, and we can see God's manifest love come to us because of everything Jesus died for us to have.
Love that. And you might be watching right now, and I want to just encourage you. Some of us who have been walking in with Jesus, and we've been, you know, in our daily walk with God for a lot of years, both of us have probably seen a few handfuls of places where people have not been healed, mm-hmm. right? You might be watching right now. You're like, yeah, I prayed and I didn't get healed. Or you prayed for somebody else and they didn't get healed. I want you to get on the phone, get on the website, grab three copies of this book, because this book has some very significant keys to help you unlock some possible reasons why you haven't been healed or that other person hasn't been healed. And it's an interesting idea, because thinking in the courts of heaven, I don't necessarily think, you know, I would think of the accuser, you know, Perry Mason, right? That whole, like, you know, the accuser, the opponent, the whatever, a prosecutor, yes, and the defender and all that. And I don't think we think of that in terms, and that's super helpful.
You know, I was praying just this morning in James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil. And I just looked, you know, in the Strong's devil, and it actually means a slanderer, one who brings accusation. That's what the word is, diablos. And it literally means to bring an accusation against us. And so he says we submit to God. And so we surrender ourselves. We come into full agreement with him. And then we can resist him and undo any accusation he's bringing against us. And it says when we do that, he'll flee. He will flee. And so, again, like we shared in the last program, 1 Peter 5:7, that it says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, your legal opponent, he is searching out a right to devour you. Well, Jesus said in Acts 10:38, says of Jesus, he was anointed of God, he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil. So one of the main ways that Satan devours us is sickness and disease.
Right.
So we can come before the Lord as judge, step into the courts and say, Lord, we're asking that everything Jesus legally put in place for us, everything, that it would silence every accusation, and that we submit ourselves to God in that, and we resist the devil, and we say, now he must flee, and I can receive the full healing that God has for me.
See, Robert, I think that takes away a lot of fear and anxiety.
Yes.
Because you feed on people who died, who didn't get healed, a lot of things.
Yes.
You feed on wrong things.
That's right.
That's why I encourage them to get the book. And I need to feed. I need to feed on the Word all the time, because I want to be victorious. And the Word makes me victorious. And so this receiving healing from the courts of heaven, you know, by Robert Henderson, it is really very fresh to me, and helps me to enter into a new realm of coming and getting healing and miracles.
Amen.
Because this is the bread of the children.
Absolutely. It's so much his passion.
Exactly.
It's the passion of Jesus for us to be well and whole.
Exactly.
And I think that so often there's spiritual things fighting against that. But the thing is, Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection provided everything we need to combat, in the legal realm, anything Satan would use against us, so that we can fully receive the full manifestation of what Jesus died for us to have.
It was interesting. You were talking about a lady that you prayed for And this was, I'd like for you to share that story. She's 43 years
yes.
old and the cancer thing, because I thought that was super insightful and very helpful, and it'd be useful for all of us to hear that.
Well, you know, yeah, you know, that was kind of a beginning part of my journey. As we shared on the previous program, my wife had heard the Lord say, tell Robert that if he doesn't pray for them correctly, they will die. And I didn't know what that meant. And then years later, I began to understand this. That, what you just mentioned, was actually the beginning point for me understanding. I went to a 43-year-old woman who had a 13-year-old daughter, whose mother, at 43 years old, when she was 13, had died of cancer that she now had the exact same kind of cancer. And I went into her room, laid my hand on her head, and felt God's passion to heal her. And I'm telling you, he is so passionate to heal. But within 12 hours, she was dead, because she was that far along. And I thought, what went wrong, Lord? Well, I found out later there were some things with her and her husband that they had gotten into an agreement concerning some stuff that actually allowed the enemy the legal right to land that family curse against her. So if she was going to get healed, she would have had to have repented for some things that they had to come in agreement with and asked for the blood to speak, repent of that, so that the enemy could not use that as a legal thing to land a generational curse against her with. And I find that so many people, so often when I'm praying for them, I find the source of it is generational in nature. But I believe the enemy has to have a legal right to use that against us, if you will. And that's why we have to be always before the Lord. We have to always say, Lord, would you just examine anything in me, any place mm-hmm. in me? I think that's what Paul meant when he said in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, he said that they were the ones who God constantly tried their heart. Paul was one who just always let the Lord examine. He said, I don't judge myself, but I'm judged of the Lord. I let the Lord just always examine me. And I think that if we do that, then we can remove and allow to be removed any legal thing that the enemy would use. I got another story we can tell later on, but I'm telling you, the legal issues, if they're moved out of the way, then the healing of God can come.
Wow.
You know, you're going to come back in just a little bit, but I remember how I was in a healing meeting in Pakistan one time, and I had 31 suicide bombers who took a threat to kill me, wow. you know? And so, you know, the devil said to me, you know, you're going to die. So I had to deal with it. And so I just said, well, you know, if I die, I'll be a martyr. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto death. So I spoke that. You notice I didn't get killed because the blood of the Lamb, you talk about that blood having
yes.
a speaking voice. And so, folks, we're really in a battle, but we need to win,
yes.
especially when he's given us the way to win it. So stay right there and realize this as you watch. You are a winner.
What do you do when your prayers for healing go unanswered? The Bible is clear. God's will is to heal. And yet, believers often pray for healing and do not receive it. Why? The answer can be found in the courts of heaven. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Robert Henderson's book, Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven. In this powerful teaching, you will learn how to identify hindering spirits and barriers, break curses and strongholds, pray in a breakthrough dimension, release the healing verdict of atonement. We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's Confessions of Health and Healing CD. Start your day confessing God's healing promises with Marilyn and Sarah. Scripture by scripture, you will speak God's word of healing and health over your life. To round out this valuable resource, we will send you Marilyn's Speak the Word to Your Body booklet and Healing Scripture card. You can supernaturally safeguard your good health and promote healing through prayer and God's Word. Call or click today to receive this life-changing resource.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent his son to die for you and who wants to welcome you into his kingdom of love. This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to him today. Pray now. Ask him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
We're so excited to have Robert Henderson receiving healing from the courts of heaven. If you haven't gotten your books, you have to get a couple of copies, right? From the website or from calling, make sure you do that now. And Robert, we were talking about some challenges with deafness and hearing.
Yes.
So help us understand, because some people watching, they don't hear well, or they know people who have struggles with hearing.
Well, you know, we've always, in our ministry, we see a lot of people heal different things, but deafness seems to be like a regular thing that gets healed for whatever reason. I don't understand why, but, you know, I look at Philip in Acts 8, where he went down and lame people were being healed. And it's like the Bible emphasizes that. And so I'm like, well, deaf people get healed a lot in our services.
Good.
And so before I actually even understood this, I was in Memphis. We were doing a three-day meeting, seeing a lot of awesome things happen. But the first night, this lady comes up and wants me to pray for her. And she's completely deaf in her right ear. And so I'm praying for her. And I remember I put my finger in her ear, and I prayed. And we prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. And I was like, well, you know, what do you do? And I said, just keep believing God, you know. So she went back to her seat. I don't know if she came back the second night or not, but the third night she came back. The third night, when we got to start praying for people, here she comes. And she tells me, she said, God spoke to me. And I said, okay. And she said, the Lord said if I would forgive my parents, that he would open my ear. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, well, have you done that? She said, would you help me? And so I said, well, yeah. And so I led her in a simple little prayer. And I put my finger in her ear. And instantly, I don't even think I said a word, she starts screaming, hot oil, hot oil, hot oil is running in my ear. And her ear completely opened up. Because the legal right of unforgiveness. See, the enemy was using unforgiveness as a legal right to hold her in that deafness. And when she forgave her parents, whatever the situations was, all of a sudden, the anointing was free to have the effect that it's supposed to have. And to really understand that, Luke 13, where the woman is bent over for 18 years, Jesus did two things. He said, woman, you are loosed. That's the Greek word apoluo, that means to cancel a debt, to dissolve a contract, and to decree a divorce. It's a legal term. So he said, I remove every legal right the enemy is using. And then the scripture says he touched her. So, and then she was made straight. So what happened? When he removed the legal right, the touch of Jesus was now free to have its effect. And she was made straight. And so there was an order there. Deal with the legal thing and then release the anointing that brought healing. That's what happened to the woman that had this deaf ear. She, the legal right the enemy was using to hold her was broken so that the anointing, the hot oil, could bring healing to her and open her ear and make her whole. So that's a real practical demonstration in healing of something legal being dealt with that allowed healing to come.
I love that. And I love that you're watching, because I know how much this is helping you. And I know also, just rehearsing the things that belong to us, sometimes you just need that refreshing, right?
Yeah.
And we think, well, you know, I've settled for some things. I shouldn't settle for them. And that's why we encourage you to call in, get the book, Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven by Robert Henderson. And folks, let's have life as we live. Let's don't go downhill. People say, well, they're retired. So what? You know, I am too. What's retirement? Doing what you like. I'm doing more of what I like I've ever done in my life. But it's taking hold of what God has for us.
Absolutely.
You need to have this. You need to get it as a gift. Pass it on to others. And you need to call us for prayer. We love to pray for you. Mm-hmm. Tell us some more.
Well, you know, since we're talking about ears opening.
Yes, please.
I can tell you another. Let me tell you another story. We were on TV whenever I was leading a work in Waco, Texas, and a lot of healing is taking place. I mean, just a move of God in a big way. And so people would come on a regular basis just because they had seen it on TV. So I look up one Wednesday night. We're having a Wednesday night service, just a normal Wednesday night service. And I see them roll this woman in a wheelchair. And I'm thinking, she's here to be healed. It's like 15 minutes before the service should be over. And to honest to goodness, I'd been there all day long, up early praying that morning as normal, ministered all day, now having service, and I was ready to go home. And when she came in, I thought, she's here to be healed. I know she's here to be healed. And I thought, I want to go home. I'm so tired. And that was just what I was thinking.
Sure.
I get done. So I finish up, close the service. Sure enough, here they bring her down. When they bring her down, I said, well, hi, how are you? I tell people, I put my pastoral smile on. I said, sure, how are you? And she said, and I said, could I help you? She said, yes. She's like 70 plus years old. She said, I have a terrible back problem that has me in this wheelchair, been in it for years, can't get out. I mean, I can get out, but with great pain, I have to be in it to function. I came, would you pray for me? And I said, well, sure. So I laid my hand on top of her head. And the moment I did, the moment I touched her, I heard the Lord say, I'm going to do for her what I did for the man let down through the roof in Jesus' ministry.
Wow. Hey.
I knew that Jesus forgave him of his sin before he healed him.
Right.
So I thought, there's a problem here in this woman's life that's stopping her from being healed. And I thought, this could take all night. I want to go home. And so I just ignored the voice.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have, but I just ignored the voice. So I just prayed. I said, Lord, I release healing. Now, we were seeing so many healings. I mean, I'm just in faith. And so I said, come on, give me your hands. Let me get up, stand up. So I began to pull her up out of the chair. She got about that high of the chair and started screaming in pain. And I thought, oh, no. I said, and so I thought, I'm going to have to do this. And I said, ma'am, I said, is there anything in your life that you think might be displeasing to the Lord? That's all I said. And she said, yes, there is. And I said, well, what would that be? And she said, 25 years ago, my husband left me with 5 children to raise all by myself. Mm-hmm. And she said, and I'm still mad about it. I mean, that was instant. And I said, well, I looked at her and I said, well, ma'am, I said, there's no way that you could ever justify that. That's completely wrong. But your bitterness and anger and unforgiveness toward him is what has you in this chair. And if you will forgive him, God will heal you. Now tears are streaming down her cheek. Mm. I said, do you want to do that? And she said, yes. So I led her in a really simple prayer of forgiveness. Laid my hand on top of her head. She's sitting in the chair. Again declared healing. She stood straight up out of the chair. Mm. The last time I saw her, she was pushing the chair out the back door of the church.
Awesome.
Instantly healed. Because the legal right again of unforgiveness, which is a huge thing with so many people.
Right.
Well, we all contend with
right.
it. But the legal right of unforgiveness was denying her the right to be healed. And the moment she dealt with it, healing became hers that Jesus had promised her.
Oh. And you share some of this
yes.
in the book. And so, you know, you say, there's so much here. I'm getting so much and I don't totally understand it. I know. I've read this book. I don't totally understand, mm-hmm. but I want to get it mm-hmm. all. And it's called Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven by Robert Henderson. But call in with your need. And maybe you say, I don't need healing. I need to see my children saved. Or I need a breakthrough in some areas. I need a job. Well, call us for prayer. Because we love to pray. That's our honor. That's our privilege to pray for you. But you need to get the books and get several of them and pass them on.
So, Robert, when you talk about unforgiveness, and there's also some other things, mm-hmm. all connections. Chapter 9 says, breaking all connections to sickness.
Mm-hmm.
So there can be other connections
to absolutely.
Sickness?
Oh, absolutely. You know, all of us, the whole unforgiveness, bitterness, anger thing.
Right.
You know, we've all gone through disappointments, been hurt, that kind of thing. Those are big deals. But like word curses. I teach people, I say, you know, there could be people talking against you, but specific people, like people that are authorities in your life. Mm-hmm. If they bring, if they speak words, for instance, one of the first lessons I learned about this, I had a son who's now just doing wonderful in ministry. He pastors his own church and all this, but he was having really, really problems with depression. And I won't go into the whole story, and I share this in some of the other books. But what happened was I had to go, my first time of going before the courts was in his behalf. And because the Lord said, I had been praying for him for 2 years. And I brought him, and I said, Lord, please, please, please. And the Lord said, bring him to my courts. So I brought him to the courts of heaven, just by faith. And the Lord, I began to repent in his behalf for the lies he had believed. Because that's what depression is. We're believing something that's not true.
Right.
So I repented in his behalf. But then the Lord spoke to me. He said, now you need to repent for the words you have spoken about him in your frustration to his mother. Because I had. In private conversation with Mary, I had said, And he said, the enemy is taking those words and building a case because he is saying even his own father says this about him.
Wow.
And when I repented of that and broke it, literally, my son's testimony was this. A week and a half later, he called me and he said, Dad, I don't know what happened. A week and a half ago, all the depression left.
Man, you can't. That's astounding.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You need to get on the phone, get on the website, grab multiple copies of Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven. Healing is available even now.
What do you do when your prayers for healing go unanswered? The Bible is clear. God's will is to heal. And yet, believers often pray for healing and do not receive it. Why? The answer can be found in the courts of heaven. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Robert Henderson's book, Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven. In this powerful teaching, you will learn how to identify hindering spirits and barriers, break curses and strongholds, pray in a breakthrough dimension, release the healing verdict of atonement. We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's Confessions of Health and Healing CD. Start your day confessing God's healing promises with Marilyn and Sarah. Scripture by scripture, you will speak God's word of healing and health over your life. To round out this valuable resource, we will send you Marilyn's Speak the Word to Your Body booklet and Healing Scripture card. You can supernaturally safeguard your good health and promote healing through prayer and God's word. Call or click today to receive this life-changing resource.
I know you're just sitting out there thinking, well, why don't they pray for me? So you are going to pray for them, and they're going to receive the miracle of healing that they need today.
Amen.
Bless you now. Watch and receive.
Father, I just want to thank you right now. I want to thank you that there's a very real court in heaven, Lord, where the legal work of Jesus on the cross, Lord, secures for us everything he died for. And I thank you that any accusation that the enemy would bring to try to deny that right from becoming ours by the blood of Jesus is now broken and annulled. And so right now, I just release healing. And Father, in regards to depression, I just declare, let depression be broken. Let that thing, I see it paralyzing people. I break the authority of it on the basis of who Jesus is and what he has done. And I say, depression, your powers are broken, and the people that are watching this are freed right now. Lord, I even sense those who suffer from epilepsy and seizures, I say healing for you. I say no more torment, no more harassment in the name of Jesus. I thank you for doing this. And Lord, just touch every situation and free your people in Jesus' name.
Amen. I love it. Oh my goodness, I love it. And make sure you grab your copy. I'm telling you, this is a huge, huge resource, tool for us to walk in supernatural health. Not just healing in a one-off here and there, random on occasion, but supernatural health. So grab your copies today. Pass them on to your friends. It's going to be very phenomenal.